The next LOS is to distinguish between a statistical result and an economically meaningful result. Statistical significance does not necessarily imply economic significance. For example, we may have tested a null hypothesis that a strategy of going long all the stocks that satisfy some criteria and shorting all the stocks that do not satisfy the criteria resulted in returns that were less than or equal to zero over a 20-year period. Assume we have rejected the null in favor of the alternative hypothesis that the returns to the strategy are greater than zero. This does not necessarily mean that investing in that strategy will result in economically meaningful positive returns. Several factors must be considered. One important consideration is transactions costs. Once we consider the costs of buying and selling the securities, we may find that the mean positive returns to the strategy are not enough to generate positive returns. Taxes are another factor that may make a seemingly attractive strategy a poor one in practice. A third reason that statistically significant results may not be economically significant is risk. In the strategy we have just described, we have additional risk that short sales may have to be closed out earlier than in the test strategy. Since the statistically significant results were for a period of 20 years, it may be the case that there is significant variation from year to year in the returns from the strategy, even though the mean strategy return is greater than zero. This variation in returns from period to period is an additional risk to the strategy that is not accounted for in our test of statistical significance. Any of these factors could make committing funds to a strategy unattractive, even though the statistical evidence of positive returns is highly significant. By the nature of statistical tests, a very large sample size can result in highly statistically significant results that are quite small in absolute terms. Our next LOS requires us to explain and interpret the p-value as it relates to hypothesis testing. The p-value is the probability of obtaining a critical value that would lead to a rejection of the null hypothesis, assuming the null hypothesis is true. It is the smallest level of significance for which the null hypothesis can be rejected. For one-tailed tests, the p-value is the probability that lies above the computed test statistic for upper-tail tests or below the computed test statistic for lower-tail tests. For two-tailed tests, the p-value is the probability that lies above the positive value of the computed test statistic plus the probability that lies below the negative value of the computed test statistic. Consider a two-tailed hypothesis test about the mean value of a random variable at the 95% significance level, where the test statistic is 2.3, greater than the upper critical value of 1.96. If we consult the z-table, we find the probability of getting a value greater than 2.3 is 1.07%. Since it's a two-tailed test, our p-value is 2 times 1.07% or 2.14%. At a 3%, 4%, or 5% significance level, we would reject the null hypothesis, but at a 2% or 1% significance level, we would not. Many researchers report p-values without selecting a significance level and allow the reader to judge how strong the evidence for rejection is. The next LOS asks us to identify the appropriate test statistic and interpret the results for a hypothesis test concerning the population mean of both large and small samples when the population is normally or approximately normally distributed and the variance is 1, known, or 2, unknown. In hypothesis testing, the choice between using a critical value based on a t-distribution or a z-distribution is based on the size of the sample, the distribution of the population, and whether or not the variance of the population is known. The t-test is a widely used hypothesis test that employs a test statistic that is distributed according to a t-distribution. For a test of a hypothesis about a population mean of a normally distributed population, The t-test should be used if the population variance is not known. The computed value for the test statistic based on the t-distribution is referred to as the t-statistic. For hypothesis tests of population means, the t-statistic with n-1 degrees of freedom is equal to the sample mean minus the hypothesized population mean divided by the standard deviation of the sample divided by the square root of the sample size n. In the real world, the true variance of the population is rarely known, so the t-test, based on sample variance, enjoys widespread application. The z-test is the appropriate hypothesis test of the population mean when the population is normally distributed and the variance is known. The computed test statistic used with the z-test is referred to as the z-statistic. The z-statistic for a hypothesized test for a population mean is the sample mean minus the hypothesized value of the population mean divided by the population standard deviation divided by the square root of the sample size n. The next LOS is to identify the appropriate test statistic and interpret the results for a hypothesis test concerning the equality of the population means of two at least approximately normally distributed populations based on independent random samples with 1 equal or 2 unequal assumed variances. Up until now, we have been concerned with tests of a single population mean. In practice, however, we frequently want to know if there is a difference between the means of two populations. There are two t-tests that are used to test differences between the means of two populations. Application of either of these tests requires that we are reasonably certain that our samples are independent and are taken from two normally distributed populations. One test is used when the means of the two distributions are assumed to be equal, and another is used when the means are assumed to be unequal. When testing differences between the mean of population 1 and population 2, we may be interested in knowing if the two means are equal, which is a two-tailed test. We also may be interested in whether the mean of population 1 is greater than that of population 2, or if the mean of population 2 exceeds that of population 1. These would be structured as one-tailed tests. A pooled variance is used with the t-test for testing differences between the means of normally distributed populations with variances that are assumed to be equal. Now, the key here is that the variances are assumed to be equal. Assuming that we are dealing with independent samples, the t-statistic is computed as the difference between the sample means minus the hypothesized difference between the population means divided by the square root of the pooled variance divided by the size of sample 1 plus the pooled variance divided by the size of sample 2. The pooled variance is equal to the size of sample 1 minus 1 times the variance of sample 1 plus the size of sample 2 minus 1 times the variance of sample 2 divided by the sum of the individual sample sizes minus 2. The t-test for differences between populations means when the populations are normally distributed having variances that are unknown and not assumed to be equal, and I repeat, not assumed to be equal, uses the sample variances of both populations. In this case, the t-statistic is computed as the difference between the sample means divided by the square root of the variance of sample 1 divided by the size of sample 1 plus the variance of sample 2 divided by the size of sample 2. Note that you are not required to calculate test statistics for these kinds of hypothesis tests. So, what do you need to know regarding the tests for equality of means between two normally distributed populations with unknown variances? You should know that a pooled variance is used when the variances of the populations are assumed to be equal, and that the individual sample variances are used when the variances between the populations are not assumed to be equal.